Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about our good friend Scott Arno being back on the show. Scott is one of our top cybersecurity experts. He is an information security expert. He is the security advocate, VP of Soho Solutions, an attorney by education, and a cybersecurity expert by practice. With a brand spanking new credential that is enormous, my friends. This is huge in his world. This is a major, this is like graduating again, another bar exam, passing the bar exam again. This is like getting your CPA. This is like, what else you could say. Scott, congratulations and welcome back.
Thank you. My best thing to say about that is glad to be done.
It's behind you. That monkey's off your back. So tell the audience what your new certification is.
It's called a CISSP, means Certified Information Systems Security Professional. It doesn't mean I'm like the grand wizard of all security things or anything like that. But
well, you're our grand wizard because, folks,
people know I know this stuff.
I've been keeping up with him. He's been telling me about the studying. We talk about it, during the breaks and before we go on the air, and other times, sometimes on the phone. And this is a major accomplishment, Scott. I'm so proud of you. And folks, it's just another example of what you heard me say before. No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. I only have the best lined up for you, and Scott's a great example of that. How long is the test?
Oh, it's a fun one. It's a six-hour day. It's 250 multiple-choice questions.
Which doesn't sound like a lot, folks, but this is he has to know stuff that you've never heard of and probably never will hear of.
Yeah, the joke about this test is it's a mile wide and an inch deep because security is such a wide-ranging
right.
area, and you have to have knowledge of a lot of different things. But when you actually get in the test, if you really know all of the stuff, it's not impossible to do. Like, the questions aren't impossibly hard. If you know the stuff.
If you know, well, yeah, but the thing is, you prepped for it for years, didn't you?
Well, a lot of months.
No, but you and I talked about it for a couple of years. You had it on your mind, and you were getting ready for it.
Oh, yeah, it has been in my mind for a few years, just in terms of I'd like to do it, because
right.
there's also a requirement for how long you have to be doing something relating to security.
Right.
So you have to actually be in the security industry for at least 5 years.
Right. So
you can think about it, but first you have to have enough under your belt to be able to take it.
So what did your new certification, what is your capability allow you to, how did it allow you to process the election cyber issues?
Well, you know, it's funny. Because there are so many things happening at once, I find that, obviously from a technical standpoint, it's interesting because a lot of the things I listen to are people I think of as like real serious security experts
right.
who've been discussing it. What you see in the mainstream media, be it, you know, right-leaning, left-leaning, whichever, it's always coming from people who, to
know
be blunt, don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, right.
So you've
so
basically
how,
got pundits and reporters telling you about technical issues.
Bring us somewhere in the middle, because we're not as smart as you are, or the people you listen to, but we're a little smarter than the people on television. So get us to the middle point there and help us understand.
You're perfectly smart. You just happen to be looking at different stuff. That's all.
Yeah, okay. Well, give us some examples. How did it hit you?
Well, a couple things to look at were, first, was there actual, like, technological hacking of voting machines? As I
right.
understand it, there was no evidence of that seen.
It's almost, it'd be close to impossible to do because they're not connected.
It would be difficult to do. I don't know if I'd say impossible, because if somebody looked at it in terms of, let's say, okay, these districts, if we, and mind you, you're not going to turn them like 100% one
way. But they'd
way.
Have to go,
it'd
have
over
to be,
a little bit.
It'd have to be retail hacking, right? It couldn't be mass hacking. It'd be more retail, right?
Well,
like one precinct at a time.
One thing to look at, the individual machines are separate. However, they're all running software which has to be downloaded from a central source.
Ah.
So let's say an attacker goes after that source. And again, they're not going to make a massive change. They'll make
right.
a little bit of a change so that a district that might have gone, say, 3% for one candidate, then
right.
goes 3 or 4% for the other candidate.
Huh.
Little changes.
Right.
Now, like I say, there's no evidence this happened.
We haven't heard,
however,
there is no evidence.
Doesn't mean it couldn't have or could not in the future.
Right. So you're saying that it is possible because even though the units are not connected to the internet, they are beholden to they're run by products that are beholden to ultimately being connected.
Well, yeah, at the end of the day, you know, it's not like these yes, these things are run independently on election day itself,
right.
but they're running on software, and that software has to come from someplace.
Right.
And
that's a good
not
point.
Only does all software have problems, but voting software is pretty much laughably out of date.
When I think about this, I think about it kind of reminds me of the Target hack.
Well, the Target hack was a hit through a vendor. Basically,
I know, but I mean in terms of the retail part of it. Hold on to that thought, Scott. We'll come
sure.
back and delve into this more. I want to ask Scott if he thinks President Trump is going to be tougher on cybercrime.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.